KN4 KFW.
Yeah, this is my, I'm in my long work week, so I'll have half the day extra off, I guess you'd say, Thursday, but yeah, I'll work this weekend.
It's not a full moon weekend.
That's the truth.
Milton on Saturday helped the son put up a roof over his part of his deck. It's only about a 10 by 12, so it shouldn't be too bad, I hope.
I used to live in Belton there for a little while myself. I actually grew up in Belton, Honey Path area when we moved to South Carolina. Actually, the Princeton, Possum Kingdom area.
He lives down there not real far from Happy Cow off of 25. My brother lives down there off of Lickville Road.
I can't remember y'all talking about that one morning. Yeah, I grew up down there. It's Kirby Road, which is off West Ridgeway Road, which you can, there's different ways to get in there, too. One main way is turning onto West Ridgeway Road right there near the landfill and going in.
And a couple of weeks ago, I helped him carry some stuff down there to that landfill or a little convenience center. What is it, Twin Chimneys or something like that?
That's the name of it. I haven't been down that way in a good little while. I'd like to ride down there sometime or another and just take a look at the old home place and stuff.
There ain't probably big subdivisions all around it.
A couple friends that live down that way, and they're still like Dunklin Bridge Road and all that stuff, so it's grown up with subdivisions and all kind of stuff up down through there. Kind of sad to see. I mean, it really is.
You're right about that. It is sad to see it. Growing up, everybody moving in down here and running out to people that made the place like you like it.
A lot of the old folks that, you know, you grew up with and respected and helped you out and all that stuff back in the day, you know, they're all passed on now. And unfortunately, land's been sold and it's kind of heartbreaking. Luckily, one of the big things that get the fish growing up and stuff is good friends with. The man and wife are passed on, but luckily the kids are still holding on to the land and stuff, from what I understand, and that's a good thing.
That so many of them don't hold on to it.